At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But here the Orioles are. They sweep the Red Sox. Gunnar Henderson, by the way, has played 21 games at Fenway's reached base every game. 21 games at Fenway's reached base 21 times. But here they are just showing a pulse. They're interesting to watch. The bullpen is questionable. They weren't all that great with runners in scoring position. Better than Boston, 0 for the night. 0 for 13, to be exact. I mean, they had the bases loaded how many times? Couldn't get things done. I mean, one of the runs was scored because of a disengagement, three of them, by Sagano. But now we're starting to see why. I've been telling you, this is going to be something to watch over the last 5 weeks of the season. Bradish is coming back next week. Wells will be soon to follow. Suarez after that. And Rock wrote about this today. Rock and Baco, massandsports.com. You know, over the last 30 games, their ERA for a starting staff is below 3, which is best in baseball. It's incredible to watch. But they dug themselves such a deep hole. Now you're just being a spoiler. And you get Houston and Boston again next week at home. So the Orioles could actually, I mean, because the Yankees are now breathing down Boston's necks, who Boston now plays starting tomorrow. I mean, things are getting interesting, and the Orioles, well, they're done. But at the very least, they could finish somebody else here.
What if the Orioles went on a run? Just say, you know, hypothetically, went on a run, and then Basayo and Beavers, are their at-bats are up. Do they – you got to let them continue to play, right?
I would think you get into sniffing distance, right, like 3 games out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're still a long ways from
that. No, I know. But I get
the hypotheticals. I'm all in.
No doubt.
Yeah. Then you go for it.
I mean, I'm with you. Yeah. If we're running the team.
What do I care what happens 3 years from now?
No doubt.
I mean, what's going on now?
Obviously, if we were running the team, they would have been here two, 3 weeks ago. But,
yes.
You know, the point is that you're scaring me with that hypothetical. Not that I think it's going to happen, but
right,
that in the event it does,
right,
that they would still be held back. Just because that's everything we've seen from this regime. Nonetheless, Bob's been talking about this spoiler stuff for really since last week. And I didn't really buy into it. I didn't feed into it as a means to be excited when watching this team. That was until last night. The Orioles had no business winning that game last night. They should have lost it in both the 10th and the 11th. Yennier Cano to get out of that jam with the double play makes no sense.
Should have lost it in the 8th.
No, that too. I mean, yeah, you probably could have lost it multiple times. The runner not tagging, Nate Eaton
that,
not tagging.
What
the
hell
11th?
Was that all about, man?
I mean, Alex Cora explained it afterwards. He said that's predetermined before the play even happens, but I'm sitting there, how do you manage like that? I mean, things have to change based on the game situation. There has to be a little feel Their base coach has got to be a part of that in the moment. We'll take it. But again, the Orioles had no business winning that game, and I was elated. Maybe I'm just getting flashbacks of 2011, Curse of the Andino, because it was Boston. But seeing all those disappointed faces in the crowd when they thought they had that game multiple times and the Orioles steal another one, I was over the moon.
Yeah, and maybe more like 2022 a little bit as well, where they fell just short. But the harsh reality, still bullpen issues, Westberg's hurt, he's limping, and then Adley gets scratched. So just when you think you're getting the band back together, the injuries pop up again. But the rotation has been incredible. Brandon Young, who almost had a perfect game last week, he'll pitch tomorrow against the Astros. Remember, 7:15 tomorrow because it's a national TV game against the Houston Ball Club. But the Orioles win. Manzo's now, what, 500 as the Orioles manager? Are we starting to look at him more seriously as the dude to maybe take this team to the next level? Of course, Mike Elias is going to have a lot of work to do in the offseason, and I understand a lot of you don't really have a lot of confidence in him to accomplish that sort of feat.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.